303 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Boy, I'll tell you what a difference a day makes weather-wise, right? It's nice, it's calm, it's hot as all get out. But not looking at any of the serious storms that we saw yesterday, so that is actually a nice little part of it. Donald Trump, say what you will about the guy. He has got guts, right? He's in the middle of a press conference. First, he spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists, and then he put himself right in the middle of a press conference. And you notice what he's doing? He's answering every single solitary question. You know what else is happening? Did you see this? Did you hear it? Are you watching it? Are you aware of it? Those press people are asking follow-up questions. You know what Donald Trump is doing? He's answering them. He's not hiding in the White House basement like Joe Biden. He's not hiding like Kamala Harris. It's been 10 days since she was anointed as the Democrat Party standard bearer without a single solitary vote in a primary or a caucus. Many have used the term coup. I don't know. I mean, coup ordinarily refers to the governmental status, right? You remove a sitting governor, president, or chairman of the Soviet, I don't know, you know, whatever the name is. And the coup is you remove them, and it's not through a process of electoral activity. Okay. Well, they haven't removed Joe Biden, or have they removed Joe Biden? Did they, in fact, remove Joe Biden in a de facto sort of a way a couple of years back when they realized that he just didn't know what the hell he was talking about or why he was talking about it? Kamala Harris has spent the last 10 days being showered with adoration and love and high fives and hugs and kisses. She has been able to get a whole bunch of money. But she hasn't actually answered a single solitary question. When will Kamala Harris have a press conference? That would be my question. Shouldn't we, the people, be entitled to find out what it is that she's in favor of or opposed to? I know we have a lifetime of her feeding at the public trough to look at, but, well, now you're running for president. And 2 weeks ago, you weren't running for president. 2 weeks ago, you were telling us that Joe Biden was one of the smartest, most talented, most capable people you had ever met. And you looked and you loved working with him every single day. And he was totally on his game and everything was fine. And if you voted for Donald Trump, democracy was at stake and there'd be no more sliced bread. And you get an ingrown toenail and bad breath. I mean, anything bad could happen. And it would if you voted for Donald Trump. But you just vote for Joe Biden, who's absolutely positively on his game, and well, there you go. And now, 10 days later, oh, yeah, it's me. I'm running for president. No, I'm not answering any questions about what I would do. Okay. Then I'm just going to look at your past record and base all of my assessments on your prior record. It's the only thing I can do. Donald Trump played a little, played around a little bit, as you heard in that clip from Fox News. So, well, you know, our whole campaign was geared towards Joe Biden. Don't believe that for a second. That, I think, is part of Donald Trump in many ways, invoking the old Muhammad Ali boxing gimmick, which was rope-a-dope. Remember that? Ali would just sort of lay on the ropes, man, and he would take these shots, and there were some solid shots, but Ali was a solid guy, and he would just take shot after shot after shot after shot, and then his opponents had given it all. Oh, they get, man, they were slugging at 110%. Then they were exhausted, and that's when Muhammad Ali would get off the ropes. And a couple of those jabs of his, he'd knock him out. I think that's what Donald Trump is doing right there with the, oh, yeah, you know, we only prepared for Joe Biden. We never could have imagined that Kamala Harris would be the opponent. So, you know, we're just kind of making up ground here. The lemmings in the legacy news media ranks, of course, are happy to hear that because that's what they believe. Oh, Trump's an idiot. So they'll continue. They'll lap it up. That one, I think Trump is ahead on. When Trump talks about whether Kamala Harris is black or Indian, I just don't think there's all that much to be gained with that discussion. I'm just going to tell you flat out. Now, he is right that Kamala Harris in the past has talked about being the first Indian American, not American Indian. I mean, there's a difference, right? Her mother is from India. Her father is from Jamaica. She's talked about having Jamaican heritage. She's talked about having Indian heritage. And what seems to have happened with Kamala Harris is that whatever was beneficial at the time is what she put forward. In other words, typical career hack politician activity. No shock there. You do need to also take into account Kamala Harris and the family spent a good chunk of time in Montreal. Her parents were college professors. They're smart people. They wound up teaching at Stanford. I have mixed feelings about Stanford. What can I tell you? I mean, Stanford has a lot of my money. Oh, man, they got a lot of my money that they've taken, or I've given. Well, whichever way it was, they got a lot of my money. And her parents were both professors there. She doesn't come from a working class background. Many have said she hasn't had the, quote, typical black experience in America, unquote. I'm not exactly sure what that is. And I'm not exactly sure why it needs to be relevant to this discussion, except that Kamala Harris, a little bit like Hillary Clinton, she does the pandering stuff. And that's really ugly. It's sad, too, but it's really ugly. It's very uncomfortable. And she does that quite a bit. Well, how about the issues? Dr. Peter Navarro was with us yesterday. He said, look, we've got issues. That I don't mean issues like, you know, Frank Costanza had issues. I mean issues. Issues like we have an economy in the toilet. We have a situation where real, honest-to-goodness Americans are having a tough time filling the grocery cart when they go to the grocery store, where they're having a tough time filling their car with gasoline. We have a world in which the United States has looked like we are perceived now as that little itty bitty clown car. People laugh at us. People ridicule the United States. And that is because of Biden and Harris. And then you have the lies right to your face, right to your face. Well, I was never the border czar. Yeah, you were. I was there. I was watching it. And I watched it over and over and over again when Joe Biden appointed you to be in charge of the border. I mean, no offense there, Madam Vice President, but you had exactly one job during the last 4 years, and that was the border. And I don't think that has worked out all that well. Well, I guess we're going to see. We're 100 days out from the election. It's not the only thing we're talking about, you understand. But when I jump in here and I'm listening to Donald Trump in a press conference situation and answering every single question, not missing a beat, I just feel compelled to talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have it, Jeremy? Yeah, listen, the other thing is this. We had a couple of those nasty little gremlins yesterday, but I think we're good today. I'll say that as I knock on wood. But, Jeremy, yeah, do me a favor. Just grab that Biden clip. Let's share that.
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Yeah, in other words, the border, that's her job. Hi, Kamala, the border is your job. These are the people that you'll be doing the job for, and we're off and running. or we're not, but there it is. I didn't make it up. I couldn't make it up. Let's be honest here, friends. There's so much that you couldn't make up if you stayed up all night drinking espresso. You just would not have the energy or the mind power to make this stuff up. We are living in the book 1984 right now. And Big Brother, in many ways, is this combination of big tech, legacy news media, and the vast majority of the Democrats on the national level. They're just going in and erasing stuff. Nope, she was never the border czar. Well, there's no official title, border czar. No kidding. But we have it right there. Joe Biden saying, hey, Kamala Harris is going to be in charge of our border. What else do you need to hear? Well, he didn't say czar. Okay, he also didn't belch. I mean, why is either one of those relevant? That's all I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's rewriting history. That whole thing with the attempted assassination on President Trump's life. I talked about how there seemed to be suppression on Google, and then there was suppression on Google with the autofill. You know, you start typing in a couple of letters or words, and AI knows exactly what you're looking for, and it comes up, and it wasn't filling it in for the Trump attempted assassination. And then we had a couple of people, and I said, hey, Jeff, I just tried it, and it worked. I shared that on the air. Great. Looks like they're changing it. Then I get a note this morning from somebody saying, no, looks like it's the same as it was. So I don't know. I'm just here to share with you that there are people who are very concerned, not with you, not with me, not with the country. These are not people who care about America or actual Americans. These are people who care about controlling America and controlling Americans. That's what makes them dangerous. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So we've got one of our friends, Dan Schneider, coming up in about 20 minutes or so from the Media Research Center. Man, oh man, they are all over this. And Dan is going to share a number of items that MRC is covering in that regard. Mike Dickinson, man, once again, Dickinson making national news. You'll remember. But it has a feel like that, doesn't it? It does. Like, all right, all of a sudden, all these people in Richmond are making all these massive donations to Democrats. And you go, but we know that section of Richmond. We know what the apartment rents for. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be quite on the up and up. And now it's all over national news outlets. And Jason Meares, the attorney general of our beloved Commonwealth, says he's aware of it and he's looking into it. So I am eagerly awaiting the result of that investigation as well. Well, all right, it is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Better floors. Boy, I walk on them every day. No, I really do. I really do. I walk on better floors every single day, and that's as a result of better floors. Tracy and Holly and Mike and Joe and Joel, people at Better Floors. 40 years, that family has been providing flooring for Virginia. It's always 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I hear that, and I just feel like I gotta sort of sneak up on someone. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's hot and it's humid, but those torrential downpours we saw yesterday, and I don't know about you, we got them through the night up here in Hanover, but they seem to be gone at least for a day or two. Taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 1140. Mike in Bottoms Bridge checks in. He says, Jeff, if the border czarina is still the Marxist candidate, then it will not be a landslide victory. It will be an avalanche. Mike, I'm going to caution you. Don't be overconfident here. I said this last week to Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother. I love Stan. He's part of the family. But we were talking. He said, Donald Trump has this, he's got it in a cakewalk. No. Here's what you and I need to do if we really care about it. Now, if you don't care about it, then by all means, you keep thinking, it's all done, it's said, no worries. He's going to win. It's just not even worth talking about. Because if you feel it's not worth talking about, it's not worth talking about. But I'm here to tell you better talk about it. I'm here to tell you that all of the books are being cooked as we speak. There's all sorts of nonsense. And if you don't believe me, well, you could do some of your own research if you'd like. It's easy enough to do. Just start, go online. pick a browser other than Google, right? Or a search engine, rather, other than Google. Do DuckDuckGo or any of these other ones. Start looking for stuff. Look for Kamala Harris, border czar, Kamala Harris placed in charge of the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Take a look for the assassination attempt on President Trump's life. Go in there and start looking at all of the information that's available on Kamala Harris. I'm here to tell you that massive amounts of it are disappearing. Show me any legitimate coverage from the mainstream media. Show me one example of legitimate coverage. Tell me why Kamala Harris has refused to have a press conference for 10 days. Can you explain Kamala Harris and her seeming support for Hamas over Israel? I don't know. Maybe you're okay with that. I'm not. What has Kamala Harris done in the last 4 years? Well, they won it both ways. This has been the Biden-Harris administration every time that it has been convenient for them to say, this is the Biden-Harris administration. I believe them when they say it's the Biden-Harris administration. I believe that the economy is screwed up because of Kamala Harris. I believe that gasoline prices are outrageous because of Kamala Harris. I believe that grocery stores are seeing shortages and higher prices because of Kamala Harris. I know that America is looked at as the butt of jokes around the world as a result of Kamala Harris. So how come Kamala Harris doesn't want to take ownership of everything that she has done? And then you have to ask yourself, where are the media types? Where are our friends in the legacy news media ranks? Why aren't they asking these questions? Well, we're going to chat with Dan Schneider from the Media Resource Center at 3:33. He's got a little insight on this, believe me. He's got a lot of insight now that I think about it. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed is going to be here. Some really, really interesting stuff going on with John. And you got to make sure you're listening beginning at 6 a.m. And as I am allowed to share details, I will share details of this amazing mission trip that I am doing to Israel in a couple of weeks. And I do have more details on it on the Facebook page and over on X. So check it out over there. 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Man, it is hot. It is humid. Shower free at the moment. Look for some thunderstorms over the next couple of days to be sure. But today, good day if you like being outside. This is a day for it, but stay hydrated. I want to quickly remind you, coming up a little bit later, Mike Dickinson is going to be with us, 5:33. You know, Mike broke this story about money that is allegedly being donated by people in the city of Richmond. One person in particular donating allegedly $800,000 to various Democrat Party candidates all over America. But this person does not seem to have the income nor the housing status that you would normally associate with someone who'd be donating that amount of money. And there were how many thousands of donations that came through that person's name and address. So Mike is going to be with us at 5:33. He's been looking into it more. It's getting a lot of attention on the national stage. Our Attorney General Jason Meares is now looking into it as well. Very, very interested to see what comes of that. Oh, and Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. We got that locked in. I think it's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks out. And in the middle of all of that, I'm going to Israel. So I'm part of this trip to Israel for a period of time. We'll be meeting with families who lost people on October the 7th, had their family members slaughtered on October the 7th, had family members kidnapped that are being held hostage to this day. Some time with the IDF, some time with charitable groups, as well as people inside the government. And I'm excited about it. Little, you know, there's some trepidation. It's a dangerous time, of course, but I just think these stories have to be told. So I will be heading out in August for that. Dan Schneider is the vice president over at Media Research Center. Great organization. And Dan does so much amazing work over there. It's always good to have them on. And Dan, thank you for being here, my friend. I appreciate it.
Jeff, it is a volatile time in America, and there's so much election interference going on. You know, this election is more important than any other election we've ever had in this country. And the radical left is trying to do everything they can to influence the outcome.
No doubt about it, Dan. You guys over at MRC have been doing some amazing work. I want you to fill everybody in on the big tech people. I've described it as scrubbing history. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but how would you describe what they're doing?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that guy in Richmond who, you know, $800,000 may have been sort of flushed through his account. That's nothing compared to the $2 trillion behemoth called Google. And Google is using its power, its resources, doing everything it can to help the most left-wing candidates it thinks it can get elected. So, you know, Elon Musk just made a lot of news when he showed that if on Google, if you typed in, you know, assassination of, you know, Donald Trump, you would get literally assassination of Donald Duck, assassination of Ronald Reagan. You could type in Donald Trump's name, and it's still would not give you a Trump link. Now, we've here at the Media Research Center, we've been hammering big tech and Google especially for a few years now. We've done all kinds of studies that show that using a clean computer with no cookies, you know, some of your listeners, if they try to do this because they've got a lot of search history, they may not get the same results. But on a clean computer with no search history, Google would prevent people from finding Donald Trump's campaign website. We did searches for presidential candidates 2024 and then Republican, and then the same search for Democrats. Well, Joe Biden's campaign website would be the first search result. Donald Trump's would not come up at all when we would look for his. And over and over and over, Google buries Republican campaign information. It will not let you find information about Donald Trump. It's the Google News page links almost exclusively to left-of-center articles that are all anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-conservative. They're just terrible.
Well, Dan, I did this just earlier today, as a matter of fact. I put in Donald Trump rally, and the link that it came up to was something that Kamala Harris was doing. And I thought, well, is it just me? Is it something on the computer? But you're telling me that this is an active thing on the part of Google and other big tech folks.
Google's been doing this for a long time. Dr. Richard Epstein, you know, a noted data scientist who is a self-proclaimed Democrat, left of center, voted for Hillary Clinton, he estimates that in the last presidential election, Google swayed anywhere from 6 to 8 million votes for Joe Biden. And you know, that when it was a couple months ago now that when you used Google's artificial intelligence, you know, and typed in like Christopher Columbus, you know, give me a picture of Christopher Columbus, it'd be a black Christopher Columbus or a black American patriot.
That's right.
Google eventually had to admit that their algorithm was designed specifically to re-ask the question, putting black in front of the subject. So give me a black George Washington. Give me a black Revolutionary War patriot. So it seems to us that the same thing is going on now. When you ask a question about Trump, we think the algorithm is rewriting it to say Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
All right. Let me remind everybody, Dan Schneider joining us, vice president over at the Media Research Center. Is there anything to be done? I mean, I look at this, Dan, and I'm thinking, well, the Biden administration, the Harris folks, they certainly wouldn't want to fix this. Is this against the law?
Well, look, it's we believe so. There's a thing called Section 230, and some left-wing courts have tried to interpret Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to say that big tech can do anything it wants.
Right.
We don't think that's right, and some courts have just recently said that other courts are wrong on this. In addition, a number of states have passed laws saying that these big tech platforms are really what are called common carriers. Think of it's almost like a public utility. A common carrier like AT&T, you know, cannot deny service.
Right.
If you're, you know, they can't say you're black, so we're not going to give you service.
Right.
They can't.
Right.
AT&T can't say you're conservative, so we're not going to give you service. They have to provide service to everybody. But in exchange, they're not liable for being sued. So if some terrorist uses an AT&T phone line to call in a bomb strike, AT&T is not liable. Because they cannot determine who their customers are going to be. Well, Google should not be able to discriminate against people, whether it's based on political viewpoint or their skin color or their religion.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just 3 months ago that the Google lawyer was before the U.S. Supreme Court argued that big tech should be able to discriminate against people based on their skin color, based on their religion, based on their ethnicity, based on anything they want.
Wow.
It's shocking. It's returning to that in the Supreme Court decision. It's called Plessy versus Ferguson.
Sure.
People are going to know that more as the case that created the separate but equal standard that existed in our country for quite a while until the Brown versus Board of Education decision overturned it. You know, so no, people are not allowed to discriminate against others based on skin color in the big commercial context.
So Dan,
this
situation. Let me put it sort of in a media context, a little more clear for me. Anyway, this is somebody saying, "Hey, we have this this big common space, and anybody can come here and say whatever they want. And because we're letting anybody say whatever they want, we can't be held responsible or accountable. You can't sue us if they say, geez, we should kill Dan because we don't like Dan. That, you know, you're gonna have to go after him. We just provide the space," as opposed to somebody who's exercising editorial control. Right? I don't have the right to publish a book with a certain publisher. That publisher can say, or the newspaper can say, well, we don't like your opinion, or we don't like what you're saying. No, we're just not going to publish it. But there's a world of difference between saying this is the town green online as opposed to, well, we're a commercial publishing house. We get to choose who we publish.
Yeah, you've just articulated the law perfectly. If you're a big book publisher, you can say, hey, I do not want to publish your book, Dan Schneider, because I don't like you, or I don't like your point of view. That they're free to do that. But if you're a platform, you cannot deny people access to it under the law. But big tech, they want it both ways. They want to make sure they can't get sued, and they also want to make sure they can discriminate against us, you know, and deny us service, deny us a voice, be able to censor us, silence us, throttle us, and then make people believe the worst about Donald Trump or any conservative out there.
So what do we do, Dan? I mean, we're sitting here. We're 100 days away from the election. We see it actively going on. Information is being scrubbed. People are being directed one way or the other. Aside from you and me and the great people at MRC standing up and saying this is wrong and we need to do something about it, when do we get to the point that something is done about it?
Well, we've got a number of state AGs who have taken great steps to do this. The Texas legislature, the Florida legislature, the Georgia legislature are taking action.
Okay.
The U.S. Congress is not. And the chairwoman of the Energy and Commerce Committee is leaving.
Okay.
And so we're certainly hoping that we get a new chairman next year who will be effective and aggressive at preserving our rights, our First Amendment rights to have our voice heard.
Okay.
In addition, you know, I come from a small town in Kansas. I encourage everybody, you know, if you left your small hometowns, subscribe to your local newspapers.
Mm.
And then here's another thing. At least this year, as opposed to 4 years ago, I think the general public has awakened. They understand that big tech is not reliable. That big tech is manipulating the information we get.
Yeah.
You know, the big tech hid the Hunter Biden laptop story on purpose.
That's right.
I think most Americans now understand that they cannot rely on big tech. And so already that healthy skepticism is a benefit.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I am glad to hear you're making some progress. I wish it were happening quicker. I know that's not as a result of anything you or your team is or is not doing. I don't know if you've been in touch with our attorney general here, Jason Meares. He's a good guy. He seems to be very interested in going after the right things for the right reasons. So that certainly should be a case. But, Dan, I would consider you an expert in this arena. So if I am being manipulated by Google, what choices do I have? Do I just go to DuckDuckGo and cross my fingers and say, well, they're going to take me to the right place? Is there another avenue that I should be looking at?
Well, the first thing we encourage you to do is contact us. And we've got a thing called Censored Track that has now 7,000 documented cases of big tech censorship. And the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana based their suits against big tech that went all the way to the Supreme Court based on our data showing all of that discrimination. And so we want to add it to that database. It's a growing database. Secondly, Tusk is the database, or rather the search engine, that is actually neutral. DuckDuckGo promises not to collect your data, but DuckDuckGo does not claim to be unbiased. Tusk is the unbiased search engine. So I would encourage people to use that search engine instead of Google or Bing or even DuckDuckGo.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we will take a look at that. I think we actually had the gentleman who is responsible for Tusk on. Might be a year or so ago, but it might be a good time to check back into him. Dan, for folks who want to stay on top of all of this and certainly refer information to you, what's the best way to get in touch with the Media Research Center?
Well, you can go on to our website, mrc.org.
Okay.
My team, writing on big tech issues, it's going to be mrcfreespeechamerica.org.
All right. Well, we will get those out on all of our social media platforms and hope that big tech doesn't take it down and, in the meantime. And I just urge you to keep doing the work you're doing, my friend. It's great. It's vitally important. And I always appreciate you making time for us. That is Dan Schneider. He is the vice president over at Media Research Center, the Free Speech America portion of this. They are all about what's happening with big tech, how you can actually get information. Now, he's recommending Tusk as the search engine. I'm going to have to go in here on the laptop, pull that up again. I have been doing DuckDuckGo, but he says Tusk is even better than that, so that'll be great. 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It is hot. I'm going to tell you that. Now, the thermometer simply says 91, but you start working in all of the heat indices. I'm looking at 8 News, our Channel 8 partners with their weather. They're saying it feels like it's 105, and just walking outside for a couple of minutes, not like a walk for exercise, just walking from the front door to the front door. I tell you, it'll take your breath right out of you, so just be aware of that, all right? A big ruling coming down from New Jersey just a couple of moments ago. Federal court judge in New Jersey ruled that a New Jersey state ban on AR-15 rifles is unconstitutional.
Good.
Good. You know, you have a lot of people who don't know a damn thing about guns, who want to weigh in and then want to tell you about guns. I had a situation a couple of years ago, and I won't say who it is because you might actually be able to figure out who this person is. So I'm not going to use any names or titles or employment locations or stuff like that. But this particular person said to me, I got a great idea for making TSA more effective. I said, oh, okay. What is it? He said, well, half of them would carry guns and half of them would not. I said, oh, now you're going to take them and turn them into actual federal law enforcement officers. Well, yeah, whatever training they needed to get to carry the gun. Okay. I said, but you're only going to do half of them. Yeah. He said, but we don't tell anybody who's carrying. Okay. So you're going to have half of them armed with a firearm. Yep. But it's going to be concealed. Yes. And they're going to be wearing exactly the same uniform as the guys and gals who are not carrying. Yeah. Yeah. This person said, cause that way the bad guys won't know who's who. So they'll behave themselves. And I said, no, the bad guys won't know who's who. So they'll kill everyone. And the look on this person's face was amazing. It was just amazing. And I said, you don't understand. You kind of think you know something about guns, although you've never handled a gun, you've never shot a gun. You've certainly not ever had a job where you had to wear a gun on a daily basis. There are, they're just realities to this. It's like the VA police. You know, for years, the VA police, Veterans Administration, they weren't armed. And full federal law enforcement officers, but they didn't carry firearms. And the most ridiculous thing ever. Now, I know there's going to be the British argument. Well, Jeff, a lot of forces in Britain, they don't carry guns. Right, but you'll also notice that the move in Britain is to have these specially armed, heavily armed officers deployed in teams throughout the locales. I mean, I don't know how long Britain will be a Bobby on the beat no gun situation. Coming up at 5:33, Mike Dickinson's going to be here. Is there really some sort of money cleansing operation in Richmond related to people making huge donations to the Democrats? We will talk about that. Oh, you do want to find out? Okay. Go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook or Jeff Katz Show over on X, and I'll put the stuff up there about my trip to Israel. It's not something you're coming on. It's a mission trip. But people have said if they wanted to learn more and they could help, I'll put it up there. You can take a look at it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed will be here. Make sure you join me in listening to him. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.